Trinity Sunday is a Sunday that Methodists find very difficult to fill on the plan, because a lot of preachers like to avoid it, because it's the Sunday when we are encouraged to think about the nature of God. And I think people shy away from it because of that logical impracticality. You can't be one thing and three things at the same time. And it's very complicated. So people don't find it difficult to fill the plan. That's probably why Charlie is a priory today. So I find this a surprise, really, because it's a gift. A Sunday when we just have the opportunity to think about what it is that God is to us. It's not that we have to strive to understand this Trinity, this what it is. Rather, what it means to us. What is God saying to us? How does God speak to us? You've got three readings here. You've got this familiar reading from Isaiah. We often have that around Christmas time. In the year that King Uzziah died, and you have this wonderful, awesome view of heaven and a God that is so remote and so different to us, seems unapproachable. And in the gospel reading, you have Jesus trying to explain to somebody what it means to be born again. Jesus is born as a human. We are made in the image of God. Here comes God made in the image of us in a roundabout way. And he lived as one of us and can explain to us in a way we understand what some of these things mean. And in the reading from Romans, Paul talks about living in the Spirit. That's sometimes, I think, misunderstood to mean that things of the Spirit are good and things of the body are bad. As I said, we're made in the image of God. This image is not bad, and we need it to do the work we're called to do. We have to look after our body. Our body is the temple of the Lord, it says elsewhere in the Bible. It is our duty to look after our earthly body. And it is also our duty to look after our mind. When we are out of kilter in any of these, in our body, in our mind, or in our spirit, we find we struggle. The other things, when our health is bad, our concentration goes, our mind suffers. I find when I'm particularly busy, it's my spirituality, my personal devotion that goes first. Next is probably the things that fire me, you know, like going to fly my kite, things I enjoy. That's the next thing that goes. And I get so bogged down in the busyness and the doing, I forget why I'm doing. I talk about this today because it is a service of communion with that offer of prayer for healing. And healing is of body, mind, or spirit. We, at different times, need different things. And I actually think it's a helpful way to think of the Trinity as well. For me, different for everybody. That you have God, the Creator, the Father, who is like, I suppose, a mind. God, the Son, who's obviously body, incarnate. And God the Holy Spirit, like your spirit or soul. Now, I'm a chaplain for some of the time. Well, I suppose I'm a chaplain all the time, but 15 hours a week, I specifically am chaplain at the MHA care home. And I am chaplain to everybody, regardless of faith or none, whether they have no faith. But everybody has spiritual needs. Your spirit, like I say, is that thing that fires you. The things that make you who you are. the things that enrich your life. Now, for us as Christians, our faith is obviously a huge part of that. And we maintain that by meeting together and by our own personal private devotions, prayers, Bible study, but through worship and through those things we do together in fellowship. I think we can be on a hiding to nothing if we try on Trinity on Sunday to understand God. Who can understand God? We can try to understand what God is to us, what God needs of us, what God wants for us. It's about celebrating that diversity. We all experience God in different ways at different times. Sometimes we need to talk to the God who is all-powerful and just offload all those things that we just feel weigh us down and know that we can just leave them with God. Sometimes we need the teaching of Jesus. We need to think, what would Jesus do? The bracelets they used to get that children used to wear. What would Jesus do? That direct link to human action. And sometimes we need to draw deep on the Holy Spirit, which gives us strength to do what we need to do to get me through those church meetings that, good grief, I wish I didn't have to go to sometimes. I'm called to be a minister and to be in fellowship with people and talk to people, and I know meetings are essential, but sometimes I need to draw deep to get through them. Sometimes it feels like prayer is an afterthought when it should be the foundation of those things. It shouldn't be, if we've got time, we'll say some prayers. It should be integral, because everything moves so much better if we pray and offer it to God. So maybe you think I'm copping out. I'm not trying to explain the Holy Trinity. But does it really matter if we understand it? I am several different things. Sometimes I forget which hat I'm wearing. I've been a daughter since I was born and a sister since I was born. I've been a minister for 12 years now. A wife for nearly three. But each of those relationships are different. But I'm still Jane. In each one of those, I am still Jane. But each of the relationships, the way I relate to some of those people is very different. It's not always a happy relationship with my sister, but I do love her dearly. We all relate to different people in different ways. In the same way God relates to us in different ways. God knows each one of us. He knows what we need and will speak to us in whatever way we need. Today, we just celebrate that that is diverse. We celebrate that God has something for everybody, no matter how unworthy we may feel at times. God loves us. God wants us to be happy. That is a gift. Amen.